Let's talk takeaways. Affordable and nourishing food can be hard to come by, particularly given the cost of everything at the supermarket, let alone restaurants. But a food truck called the Dunedin Bowling Club offers $4 meals. All you have to do is bring your own bowl. The truck is parked outside the South Dunedin Community Networks, and since their launch during Matariki, they've been serving up to 350 portions a night. I'm joined now by co-owners and operators, Jackie Bannon and Liam Arthur. Hi, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Nice to talk to you. Liam, where did this idea come from?
It was kind of coming from, we've done a lot of travel in our time, and we've spent a lot of time going to countries where a lot of people can eat really well and cheaply. And they're often not Western countries. And also just from general experience, we just wanted to be able to provide food at an affordable price that everyone can have. And this has sort of been like the brainchild of thinking about that for multiple years, I'd say.
How hard is it to do, Jackie?
It's pretty difficult with the two of us, I'd say. There's a lot of moving pieces. A lot of times people ask us what we do for our day jobs. And I get that.
Oh, Jackie's dropped out there. Liam, are you still there? Are you able to pick up the story?
I'm still there.
Yeah, how hard it was. That's right. We'll see if we can find Jackie. But Liam, I mean, how hard is it to create meals that taste good at this price point?
It's not the easiest. I'll give you that. The thing we sort of have to do is look at ingredients that are sometimes overlooked when we cook, and really showcase those as the like main ingredients in our food. And then from there, we just have to be creative. And it's not that easy, but you also just get used to using those sort of ingredients and making food with them.
Could you give us an example of the sort of things you're making?
Well, today we're preparing for our Friday meal, and on Fridays we do curries. And on Friday, we have a kumara and lemongrass sambal, along with a green bean sort of tomato curry. And that's served up with sticky rice and wheat.
Yeah.
And a spicy sweet peanut topping.
Wow. Oh, that's good stuff, eh?
We try to make the food actually really nice and a little bit complex. So, like, even though the ingredients are a little bit different or on the cheaper side of things, the food itself is really nice and it's like really tasty. And yeah.
Yeah. How fast did word spread?
It kind of spread pretty quickly from the get-go. We offered up free meals on our opening night. So we advertised that through our Facebook page. And, yeah, we got pretty swamped on the first night, having not really served out as a food truck before.
Yeah.
And then from there, the word kept on spreading. And, yeah, now we're as busier than ever. And doesn't seem to be going any slower.
No. And what do the numbers look like? 350 portions a night at $4. Even I can work out that's $1,400 in. I mean, how do the costs measure up against that?
It's not too bad because our food costs are very low with the kind of food we use. So we do manage to make a pretty good profit margin off that. The other thing we kind of do is we sell a bit of extra stuff like desserts. Two kinds of dessert usually are on the menu, and we also sell our own bread and that kind of stuff. So that helps us make enough money to get by.
Okay.
Well, make a living. Yeah.
So $4 is the big offer, but then if people want to bolster what they're getting or get us some extras or what, there's some more money coming in. How many do you think you can go up to? If we're at 350 at the moment, how big can you get?
Not really much bigger at the moment with our food truck, to be honest.
Mm.
Last Friday, we had a very busy night, and we opened at 3:30, we finished at 8, and we did not stop the whole time. We're kind of looking at ways we can possibly move away from the food truck concept.
Do you feel like you're doing something for the community, or is it just a business and nothing wrong with just having a successful business?
Well, it's both. We want people to be able to have accessible food. That's very important, and that's like a big reason why we have this business. But also we want, it's a way for us to make a living doing what we want to do. And we also just want to show that, that you can have a business and also like serve it an actual need. You don't have to, you can both like make money and, serve the community. And that's kind of the whole idea why this is a business. Yeah.
You can make money without making the world worse. This is a nice idea of bringing your own bowl. Where did that come from?
Oh, well, it's kind of this practicality. If you want to, well, we do the biodegradable containers. They cost 20 cents each, which is quite a big cost when you're only selling meals for $4. Yeah. So it was kind of just a necessity.
What sort of bowls do people bring along?
All sorts, really. Some people bring some really nice, like, artisan pottery, and some people bring olivani containers. You really run the spectrum. A lot of click-clacks. Yeah.
Friday night is curry night. What are the other nights? What are the other themes?
Friday night's curry night, and that really does change around a lot from Indian to Southeast Asian and all that. And then on Mondays, it's pretty eclectic. We try and make it less of spicy, it's just not a curry, mm-hmm. I guess. And it ranges from one time we did a sort of like Ethiopian inspired dish, one time we do quite a bit of Middle Eastern food. We do, on just this Monday, we did American soul food.
Only Mondays and Fridays, eh?
Well, it usually takes the whole day beforehand to cook the food at that, at that quantity. Mm. And the food itself isn't like that simple, really. And then we sort of, there's a lot of admin with the business, so that's all we can really handle right now.
What's been the hardest part so far, Liam?
I would say it's hard to pinpoint any one thing, but I think it's just the sheer quantity of work. Even when we run it 2 days a week, we're probably working 60 hours a week.
Mm.
So that's kind of just taken a toll over time because we haven't really been able to do the same things that we could do before we opened this.
Do you have Jackie next to you?
I think that's a pretty common,
do you have Jackie next to you, Liam?
Oh, yeah. I switched over here because I kept cutting out.
Oh, cool. No worries. Can you tell us what sort of feedback you've had from people?
Oh, yeah. I'd say some of the coolest feedback is from families. There's been a couple of mothers who have said things like, one of them told me that she feels like she has her life back on Mondays and Fridays because she doesn't have to worry about making food for her family and pleasing everyone. Other people have said that they feel like they can finally bring their kids out to eat and it feels fun and their kids are accepted and celebrated there, which is cool to hear. And I've just been blown away by people's curiosity about this new type of business idea and people's generosity. I think it just goes to show when you extend invitations to people, whether it be like to come and be in a space and gather or to eat some new type of food with us or to bring your bowl. Like people show up if it's accessible.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah, build it and they will come, eh? Speaking of which, tell me about the food truck, Jackie.
About what it looks like?
Yeah, it's apparently pretty funky.
Yeah, it's fun. So our friend who's a mural artist and actually studying to be an art therapist in South Dunedin, where we operate, did a mural and it's beautiful. So it's like a sunset with the hills and the ocean. There's a surfer surfing in with his bowl, an old couple, and the old couple's walking a dog and it's actually Liam's family's dog named Basil. he's a star of the show. And then there's actually a family on there that's inspired by our friend Claire, knows a bunch of families who are in the South Dunedin schools, and they're like a family inspired by some of her students.
What's your background, by the way? Are you guys from the world of food, catering, hospitality?
Liam more so than me. Yeah. So I actually studied journalism and international studies. And then once I graduated uni, I went and lived in Morocco with the Peace Corps for a while, a few years. And that's when I realized I had to kind of rethink all my values and actually what I wanted to do with myself. And that was like, I felt very connected to creating space for people, whatever that means. And food is a really good way of doing that.
You feel like, I asked this of Liam, but do you feel like you're doing good for the world doing this job?
That's a big question. I feel like we're doing good for ourselves because it feels good, you know? Like, I feel like we're doing something that's nourishing and that feels good to me. And I think that we are providing an option for people that they don't have, and I think that's a good thing. It's a good thing for the South Dunedin community. Maybe if it could be used as, like, a model for other people to do it, it could be good for more communities. But right now, I think it's a bit much to say it's good for the world.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon some people might disagree with you there, but it's cool that you're doing it for the right reasons and you're just doing it because you're doing it and you're not getting too lofty about all the good that you're doing. Would you get someone in to help you out? I mean, have you got enough profit margin that you guys don't have to work so hard every week? Because, you know, this will be even better if it keeps going forever, not, you know, doesn't burn out within 6 months.
Yeah, that's something we've definitely realized. So we're actually hoping to hire someone full-time and probably someone part-time as well. And I think we will be able to be sustainable with that. I think maybe Liam can talk a little bit more about expansion.
Okay. Bye, Jackie. Nice to talk to you. I'll finish off with Liam. And, yeah, Liam, anything you'd like to add to that?
Well, yeah, I mean, Jackie said is that we are going to hire someone. And it's within our sort of, like, what we're making at the moment. We can afford to do that. It's just, at the moment, it's kind of difficult because we are running out of a food truck, so it takes about 4 hours each day just moving things around to get into position. So we're looking to move into a physical building so we can just serve people out of there, make it much more easier on ourselves.
Yeah.
And that way we can run more nights because we're much more efficient and, yeah, serve more people.
I imagine some people who come along just for the food and the sense of community might say to you, hey, can I shout someone else who could use the money? Does that ever happen?
Yeah, I mean, that happens a lot, yeah, because a lot of people do come for the food and they, like, you know, they've got means and we have a little pay it forward jar and people put money into that and then we either, you know, people come up on the night and they can't really afford too much, we might give them some extra food so they can, like, really feed themselves properly, or we might turn that money into the vouchers and they get handed out to a community organisation and then, like, Plunkett and that kind of stuff, and people give it to those who need it.
Nice one. Hey, well, good luck. Thanks for telling us all about it today, and thanks for the impact you're having on the Dunedin community.
Yeah, cheers, Jesse.
Thank you, Jesse.
Jackie and Liam, founders, co-owners of this Dunedin Bowling Club food truck offering $4 meals if you bring your own bowl, and apparently finding a pretty enthusiastic audience there.